Hi, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I'm your host, Chris, the Internet Man. And you know, it feels weird doing this. I've not done this for a while. The last little while. It does indeed feel really weird doing this. Feels like I've not done this for quite some time, but in the retrospect, it's only been a week. But anyways, good to be back. Episode number, where we are? The 60th episode of Everything About Reality TV, if I'm corrected. I think it is 16 episodes already, which is crazy thinking that, wow, gone this far with the podcast and it's doing so well. First of all, I want to apologize if the Stitcher feed doesn't work on crispyontheweb.com. It's Stitcher, it's not me, it's Stitcher. Stitcher Radio is not working that great, so I apologize if it doesn't work. They are doing maintenance, so stick with it and please be patient through the process of it getting fixed and put up again very, very soon. Anyway, let's get right into it. We're going to talk some I have a millennial versus Gen X. This is the 9th episode. We're getting so close. We're at the nitty gritty. We're almost at the end of the season already. This season is almost finished. And I cannot believe it. And I believe we're almost near day 30 already. So we're almost 9 days away from doing the finale will be occurring. And I gotta say, my Survivor picks are not looking good, guys. They are not looking good whatsoever due to the fact that I think I'm gonna not have a winning pick this year. Once again, I don't think I'm gonna pick a winner again. I think it's not gonna happen. I think it's just gonna, I'll be in the loser circle once again. I don't know, it's hard to tell, and I'm kind of concerned. I can't pick a winner from season to season, so but it's just, I've been blindsided myself with all the different votes. All the votes that's happened over the last few weeks. I've been just kind of blindsided on the votes that have happened over the weeks. And I'm speechless. Like the last few weeks. First, I think it was Figgy was, no, Mari. And then Figgy went. And then now I was down to 2. And now I'm down to 1. And all that. So, every week seems to be completely different from week to week. It just seems to be completely different each and every week on Survivor. So let's get right into it. So after the Tribal Council, the Minority Alliance of Jay Taylor will try to recruit more allies despite being opposing alliances. Adam and Taylor promised to protect each other from secrets. Adam about Taylor's food stash, obviously. We're going back into the whole Taylor stashing food away for himself and stealing the food from the tribe pretty much, which I don't agree with. It's kind of stupid. And if I was on Survivor, I wouldn't do it. I would not actually steal food from the tribe. Obviously, I wouldn't. I would definitely try to keep the food for everybody, which is kind of dumb if you ask me. And also, Adam's reward stealing advantage, which you can steal a reward. And like we were talking about in the last podcast, So let's say it's the loved ones, for example. Yeah, I'm bringing that up. The loved ones challenge. If I bring that up, he could steal a loved one challenge. He could actually, Jay could actually just steal the loved ones from the person that gets it originally. That could be a possibility, right? That could be a total possibility to happening is that the loved ones could be stolen from someone and whatnot. And, yeah, it will. It could happen. So, you know, that is a bit of a danger, too. Don't forget, that is a bit of a danger with the territory of having that advantage. You got to be careful. And who you tell, especially. And also, Jay reconciled with Hannah as well, as you noticed. So, going right into the reward challenge. They are divided into two teams of six. Four teams race through an obstacle course to retrieve a key and unlock a box, and then drag the box through the rest of the course. And at the end, the teammate will use a machete to open the box to release five bolas, which is like two balls on an end of a rope. And then they would have to throw it onto the target. The first team to get five bolas on their target won the cheeseburger lunch at the Poolside Resort and whatnot. Brent, Chris, David, Ken, and Sunday and Taylor won the challenge on the trip. Sunday reflected on her lack of trust in David, Jessica, and Ken. At camp, Jay tried to talk to... Sunday reflecting on her lack of trust, David, Jessica, and Ken. Yeah, I said that already. What am I saying? Chris. So at camp, Jay tried to talk to Adam, kind of Adam taunted Jay a little bit there, and Jay was being kind of a bit of a, I guess you would say Jay was more in the minority alliance, I guess you would say. Jay also told Adam's allies about his comments, and they were considering betraying him, obviously. And I guess karma is a you-know-what, pretty much. Karma can be a you-know-what, pretty much. Let's see. Okay, so the next day, Sunday and Brett discussed targeting Jessica. Sunday recruited Jay, who promised to support his alliance member, Taylor and Will. So obviously, more alliances trying to be made and whatnot. And, just trying to pretty well make new alliances, especially. Definitely trying to make new alliances with each other. Okay. Enough of me saying, okay. So, I guess we're going right into the immunity challenge, which is probably the most important thing on Survivor now at this moment. Is immunity. Immunity is the most important thing to actually have right now. Is like having immunity is the most important thing to have at this moment, because you're safe. You don't get voted out. You're safe. You're totally safe from being voted out of Survivor, pretty much. So, you're safe. You won't be voted out of Tribal Council. You won't be you won't be eliminated. You'll still be there for three more days. That's the perk about winning immunity at this point. Especially now that it's a jury situation, because you do have to be careful who you vote for. Or who you vote out. Remember I said that. I was talking about that. Was it last week? Yeah, I think it was last week. I was talking about it. And, you've got to be careful who you voted out. And vote out at this point. You got to be careful who, I guess you have to be careful who you vote out, just because, they'll vote for you. Like, if If you vote someone out, you got to make sure that you get their vote. They will have your vote and they vote you out. So, you know, immunity is important at this time. So, with that, going right into the immunity challenge here. The castaways had to balance on a ball on a wooden board, wooden bow, while standing on a slanted, increasingly narrow beam. And they eventually they kind of moved further down as the challenge progressed. And if the ball or they fell off, they would be eliminated, and the last castaway would win immunity, obviously. So, obviously, it is a tough challenge. Honestly, you won't find challenges this easy now at this point in the game. The challenges won't be like a piece of cake. They're going to be challenging from then on out to the end of the game, obviously. They do make it tougher over the course of the 39 days. They make it tougher. They make it not easy. So they make it challenging. That's why they call it a challenge. Because it is a challenge up there, right? So Ken defeated Taylor to win immunity, obviously. And at the beginning, actually, so I think a bunch of them at the start, a bunch of them fell down and all that. They fell off or they dropped the ball. So a lot of them struggled. It was like Jessica struggled. I think David struggled. There was a whole pile of them that struggled. But Ken defeated Taylor to win immunity. Obviously, if I was Taylor, I would have probably wanted to win an immunity. Just because, he's on the chopping block. But he did not win immunity. So he is very vulnerable. Especially, he is very vulnerable to being voted out of Survivor. And, he's in trouble, like, at this point. Because it's either him or Jay that are going to go. It is him or Jay that's going to go next. So, they are very, very, very vulnerable. Vulnerable to being voted out. So, immunity was probably the most important thing. I thought Jay and Will actually immunity idol. I thought he did. You would think they would play it, obviously. He does. It says here, yeah, my notes here. It says he does have it. He does have an idol, actually. But you never know if he'll play it or not, right? I guess it depends. But, okay, so back at camp, the majority alliance decided to split the vote between Jay and Taylor in case of the him and the idol. Obviously, that is very smart. If I was them, I would do that too. I would split the vote, split the votes just in case that, the idol's up there somewhere. And, of course, there is. There's a couple of them up there. I think it's Jay, Will. I think David has another one. If I'm corrected. I might have to go back after the podcast and just look and see, like, how many idols is there out there to, you know. I think there's David, Jay, and Will have one. I think there was one more. There might have been one more. I'm not sure if there was one more or not. There might have been about three that were still out there somewhere. Don't know. But there is still idols out there somewhere. And there's definitely about two. I would think about two. David and Jane Will would be the one. I thought Adam had one too. That's the other one. Maybe Adam was the other one that had it, if I remembered. I think it was Adam. I think Adam has an idol. I think Dave has. I know David has an idol again. He found it twice. I think he still has not played it. The second one he's not played recently. Jane will have one. I think there's about two or three, but definitely two. I know there's two. Indefinitely, there is a second idol up there as well. Out there and on the island somewhere, or someone has it, obviously. Someone does have the idol at this point. So, and of course, Sunday realized that her plan to target Jessica was not going to happen, obviously. It was just not going to, like, her plan to get Jessica out wasn't gonna happen. Obviously, everybody was set to getting out Jay or Will. Or Jay, was it Jay or Taylor? Sorry. Jay or Taylor. Or Will. Actually, it was Jay, Taylor, and Will were on the chopping block, pretty much. So she actually warned Jay. And then Taylor told Jay about the stolen food stash and Adam's advantage. And of course, Jay encouraged Taylor to, you know, tell the tribe mates about Adam's advantage in order to spark distrust. So at tribal council, Taylor falsely claimed Adam had eaten the food with them. Also, he revealed Adam's advantage, which I think is smart. Now, in my opinion, that is very, very smart to, you know, tell them, oh, he has an idol. Oh, sorry, not idol. Sorry, he has an advantage where he can steal, like, a reward. Especially, they were talking about, and of course, he confirmed it, obviously, and also talking about that Adam could take the loved ones challenge. Obviously, he can take the loved ones challenge. At this point, he could, because he could do it, and then he could, you know, take the loved ones challenge, and he could, you know, have it for himself too, and take whoever he wants for it. Cause I know you're usually allowed to do that when you're usually allowed to take somebody with you when the loved ones come out, which that would be happening pretty soon, obviously. But that could be a bit dangerous, you know? You can take someone out. You can probably piss someone off, which is not good because you don't want to piss anybody off because jury is now a thing. Jury is now happening. You don't want to piss anybody off because that's one minus one vote for you in the game, technically. It'll be minus one vote, and that means, uh-oh, I'm not going to win Survivor. So I think Adam's in a bit of trouble right now. I think he is. And maybe over the next, well, I'll find out when I watch this week's Survivor as well. So, you know, it'll be interesting. It will be very, very, very interesting to watch as that happens. If he will be on the chopping block or he will ultimately be safe. For all we know, you never know. But ultimately, the Majority Alliance stayed loyal with each other, and the Minority Alliance turned on each other out of fear. Jay chose not to play his idol, and Taylor, which is one of my picks, got voted out Survivor Millennial for Gen X. So that means I am down to one more pick, which is not good, which is not very good. And I got Hell's Kitchen left, but yeah, that's just not going to be good. So, apparently, this week, we'll be seeing definitely a double elimination. There will be a double elimination this week. So, that will be interesting, especially to see who's going to get eliminated. The next two people being eliminated. I think it's the third and fourth member of the jury. So that will be very interesting to watch. I cannot wait to do this the next podcast for Survivor with you guys. It's going crazy. It is getting pretty chaotic. And so many different things happening at once on Survivor. So I cannot wait. Right now, thank you guys so much for watching this podcast. I appreciate you guys tuning in. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe. Also, follow me on Twitter at CrispyOnTheWeb. And I will see you guys next time right here on Everything About Reality TV Podcast. And don't forget, we are also on Stitcher.com, Podcast.com, and crispyontheweb.com. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye for now.